All right, I gotcha.
Bourgeois.
Okay, Memphis?
Yes, and Didi. Fresh and fruity, too.
Didi's nuts.
Didi's nuts.
He's black. Nuts.
Okay, let me hear.
That's fucked up.
Let me hear the computer from the back.
Hey.
This is what you Shove a knockdown by Paul.
All right. Let me hear the both computers.
My mind's telling me no.
Actually, pretty good.
They're pretty level.
I did everything right, and they indicted me.
Stop it.
We're going back and forth.
Listen, I heard that Tomcat gets no bitches.
Quiet, quiet.
Democrats, piss me off.
That's fucking hilarious.
Took
our jobs.
You can't handle the truth.
Excuse me.
I'm talking.
Fatality.
So what the fuck does that have to do with what we're talking about?
What the fuck?
Oh, look at my African American over here. Look at him.
Terrible.
Stop acting stupid.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as tall as white kids.
Terrible.
Gotta have them ribs and pussy too.
No soda, no pussy, no McDonald's.
Yeah. I think we're ready.
All right, are we ready?
I think we are.
For some reason, my number 12 is not working.
Your number 12 is not
How
working?
How dare you?
Well, you might need to try number 6.
Mm-hmm. That's Tomcat's theme song.
I've got Ramo's theme songs.
I like it. Yeah?
And then I have Tomcat's.
Dang.
And then I have Memphis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Trying to get this.
And I got this one from Memphis, too.
Jab time, turkey.
Yeah.
That's Shaft.
Shaft.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me find the intro to this show here. There it is. All right, you ready to go live?
I like the hallelujah.
So fucking.
All right, go live. Did you guys go live? Welcome in, everybody. It is that time of the week. We do it on a hump day every week. We are taking a week off, though, for spring break.
Fun.
That's coming up
in a
few
weeks.
We're
going to Miami to cause some debauchery.
Yeah, we are.
We are the Outcast Podcast. This is where a brown man,
yep,
a black man, and a white man,
say it ain't so,
walk in to do a podcast, and this is what you get. We have got a heck of a punch-out broadcast coming up. We'll talk about Mike Tyson and Jake Paul's big fight coming this summer.
Is that what
crazy,
it is?
Right?
Also, it looks like TikTok may have gotten punched out.
Oh.
On to the Senate. We'll talk about that.
Terrible.
We've also got some prizes and surprises coming up for everyone.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
I'm down with that shit.
And we're very excited that it is officially spring is in the air and things are heating up. And it looks like a lot of the cold weather is gone. It's time to turn things up a little bit.
Yeah, time for swamp ass.
That's right.
That's right.
How are you doing, Ramo G? How's your throat? I know that you had a deeper voice last week because something happened to your throat.
I think it's permanent damage. it feels a lot better. It still hurts. I haven't really been working on the deep voice thing.
The media has been discussing things. Yeah. They're talking.
I heard.
They're wondering what's going on. Is Ramo officially retiring from the basketball
court? Hell no. What do you mean?
Now, that's not the tone you gave me before the show. You're trying to act tough now.
Hold on. I said, when you said that, I said, well, I may or may not play today because I fucked my toe up, but I'm not quitting playing basketball. You guys have not gotten rid of me. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure when I left yesterday or last week, we were undefeated.
Yeah, and I see you're wearing. He's wearing a Purdue hat too, I'm running with Purdue this year, and it's Selection Sunday this Sunday. So
yeah,
we
gotta fill out our brackets.
We'll be filling out brackets this week. Memphis, you just made it back from the Lou.
I did,
aka St. Louis. Now you are from St. Louis.
I am.
Is that the nickname? Am I saying that right?
The Lou. Yeah, the SDL yeah. Hustle City.
You heard yeah. Nelly. Well, he get Ashanti pregnant?
Yeah, but St. Louis is more than just Nelly, sir.
Freak.
Did Nelly get Ashanti pregnant again?
Yes, he did. She's pregnant. She was just in town a couple weeks ago, and I know a couple people that went. They said she was showing, so.
They're kind of old to be having kids, right?
I was thinking the same thing.
What do you mean? Like, don't be doing it to him. Don't put a cap on how old you want to have kids.
I want to say he's 50.
He's
50.
He's close to my age.
Yeah, I think so. He's 48, 49.
Do you plan on having any kids, Memphis? Because you're 45 now.
Do I plan on having any kids? If the universe and the good Lord say so, then the wife and I will have kids.
Have you been thinking about pulling the goalie or what?
No.
No?
No, man.
Where do I place my pin?
I got a lot of nieces and nephews. I did get a chance to meet my grandniece. So
a grandniece. Wow, you are getting old to have a grandniece.
See, look here, man. You don't stop calling me old, damn it.
I do see some granddad beard, too. If y'all can get a close-up with the camera.
I love my grays. You know,
chicks love that shit, too, bro.
Yeah, and the grays are great, man.
They do.
Yeah,
too bad awesome. I don't talk to them.
Yeah. Embrace the gray.
You had fun in St. Louis. What was the highlight of the trip?
Kicking it with the homies. I mean, seeing my mom and my brothers. You know, I saw my one younger brother I hadn't seen in like a long, long time. So it was good to hang out with him. He got twin boys.
Dope.
Uh-huh. And then, like I said, seeing my grandniece, you know, it was good. It was good to be home for a bit, but it's good to be back home. So.
It's good to have you back, man. It's good to have you back.
Yeah,
and Tomcat.
What's happening?
What's up, Tomcat?
Dang.
What's happening? What's happening?
Now, you've been complaining, similar to Ramo, you've been complaining about your mouth. What's going on? Are you injured?
I was. I have TMJ. Do you know what that is? There might be a lot of people there.
I don't know what it stands for, but I know it's something to do with your jaw.
TMJ.
Is that like TMI?
Look it up. That's true. That's I don't know what it stands for either.
Too much.
I think the J stands for jaw.
Oh, too much jaw?
Too much
talking too much shit.
Too much jackanet jaw.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Too much. But anyways, it's you get pains in your jaw because your jaw doesn't line up right, and I had it really bad yesterday. It's cooling out now, but man, it was painful yesterday.
You got some kind of treatment for that?
Yeah.
You go to a chiropractor, which I did before and it worked. This hasn't acted up for me in 25 years or longer. I acted up when I was in my 20s and it hasn't shown signs of anything since, and then just the other day. I thought I had a toothache at first, but there's really nothing wrong with my teeth, and I'm brushing my teeth, looking at them and everything. They're fine, and then I started to narrow it down. It's actually it's the jaw pain right here. It's really hurting. So,
I totally recommend
it. Feels better
you.
Now.
Well, that's cool,
but
man.
It was hurting yesterday, boy.
Go to the chiropractor.
You go to the chiropractor.
Find a guy. Find a guy.
Go to
man.
The gynecologist.
Come on,
where you
man.
Go.
I got a guy.
Jeez, why are you being such a dick?
I thought I was being funny.
Nope.
No. Okay.
No.
Damn it.
One thing that might help you, Tomcat, is if you stay hydrated.
Yeah.
If you had one stick of the 16-ounce water with a little liquid IV in it.
Right here, baby.
You get three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink. There's no artificial sweeteners. Zero sugar in some of these sugar versions.
This one that I'm drinking now is one of the zero sugars.
Yeah.
I was kind of on the fence about it because it was, what is it, a raspberry melon?
It's
like
raspberry melon. That sounds really good.
It is delicious. It's great. I got to admit, look, you think I'm lying? Look, let me show you the pack.
Oh, very nice.
Adam.
Right there.
There
look,
it is.
It's in there.
It's an empty condom
it's
wrapper.
It's in there.
Yeah, grab your liquid IV hydration multiplier. In bulk, you can get it now at Costco, and you can also get 20% off your first order if you go to liquidiv.com and you use our code when you check out.
Do it.
And that's Outcast. Use that at checkout and save 20%. Wow.
I got to try this pina colada. I'm hearing all about this pina colada flavor.
I'm going to go order some.
With a little Captain Morgan in it. Tastes real nice.
Can we use our own code?
Yeah, you can use the code out.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah,
good.
Before we get into all the topics, I wanted to bring one thing up. I DJ'd at the Beer Fest over the weekend.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
No invite?
I didn't know that you would want to go.
Beer.
But it was at the Red Sox Stadium, where they have the spring training.
Never
over
mind.
At the JetBlue Park.
Mm. No, I'm kidding. I love that park.
So
it's amazing.
So I decided before I went that I would wear a baseball jersey. You know, I'm going to a baseball park. Let me throw on a baseball jersey. So I started looking through. Now, there wasn't a game going on. This was like at the stadium where the Red Sox play, but there was no Red Sox game.
Mm.
I realized I had no Red Sox jersey. So I decided to go with the White Sox Michael Jordan jersey when he left basketball and he played.
You have that one?
Sox. I have that one. That, and to me, I think that's a very unique jersey. I thought it would look nice. So I go out there, I'm setting up, and then somebody from the Red Sox comes over and they're like, excuse me, you are a DJ this afternoon? Mm-hmm. I'm like, yes, sir, here, you know, whatever you need, I'm here. Do you mind taking that shirt off?
Give me the shirt off your back. Literally.
Yeah.
I said, take my shirt off. I'm like, what, you want me to do the gig without my, you don't want to see this body without a shirt on, especially up on stage in front of everyone. So they say, well, we'll get you a Red Sox jersey. Would you? I'm like, oh, well, now we're talking. Go get me one. I want Big Poppy. Get a number 34 jersey. That's my guy.
It. Fuck them kids.
Nice.
So they go back and they get me a jersey, but they bring back like a blanket for me. It's, I think, 3XL, and I look like I'm swimming in a.
Well, you said you want a Big Poppy shirt.
I know. You did say big.
Big Poppy.
The hell you think you were going to get a small?
But they did end up giving me a triple XL.
Hell yeah.
Red Sox jersey, and so I wore it for a while, but then I ended up going to the little gift shop, and I got me one that fit. So shout out to the Red Sox. I was a little pissed off they made me take off my Jordan jersey, but I guess, you know, I didn't think about that when I left.
They were all probably talking about you when you walked in. Look at that guy over there.
Yeah, what a dick.
What an idiot.
Does he not realize?
Go tell him. Go tell him.
Wrong socks.
Wearing the wrong socks.
You know,
jersey.
Jordan didn't play for us.
I did something similar to that with the Cardinals, and they had their home opener. Well, I was doing nights in St. Louis, and I did this on purpose. I wore a Cubs jersey because y'all know I'm a Cub fan.
And they're rivals. They hate
each
other.
Totally rivals. So people are like, what the hell
stupid.
Are you doing,
yeah.
Memphis? What are you doing?
Stupid.
And I'm just like talking shit because, I mean, everybody knows I do stuff like that.
Don't be rude.
And my program director comes over. He's like, dude, what are you doing? I'm like, I told him why. He's like, oh, hell yeah. Keep doing that shit, right? And so this lady comes up, she said, listen, I'll give you $500 if you take off that awful jersey. I'm like, I'm not taking it off. She's like, I'll be back. So she walks away, and she goes to the Cardinals team store and gets an authentic Ozzie Smith jersey.
Wow. The Wizard.
Yeah, the Wizard. So, of course, I take the Cubs jersey off, and I put that on because I love Ozzie Smith.
Who doesn't?
You know? But then I was like, I'm going to get this to my mom. So that was like a part of
it. Probably cost less than $500, too.
I don't know. It was
so she made out. I'm just kidding.
She sure did.
I mean, it was a real one. In the team, you know, you go in the team store, those things are very expensive.
Was it signed? Sure. It is.
No, it wasn't signed. It wasn't
signed. Oh, well, then.
Yeah, but I mean, it's authentic, though.
So that's the way to do it. If you want to get a free jersey and you're doing a gig, just wear the opposing team's jersey, and they will.
They'll hook you
They may
up.
Fire you though.
Smooth
so
move.
I
yeah,
might
yeah.
not want to do that.
Or they may buy you a jersey. It's either way.
All right, this just into the newsroom. Almost to the day, we are now 4 years away from the global pandemic. That's right, the anniversary of the, as I call it, the
scamdemic,
the plandemic. Yeah.
They planned that shit, buddy.
It's exactly 4 years. 4 years ago to the day. We were all of a sudden finding out about this.
Should we be wearing our tinfoil hat?
Disease. Coronavirus.
You should be wearing your mask.
Remember, it was just 4 years ago we had to wear masks.
Yep.
Yeah.
We had to social distance.
We did.
They closed down Disney World.
They closed down outside.
Yes, you
outside.
Couldn't go
outside. It was closed.
That's good, though.
Which turned out to be the best place for people.
To when go
they
outside.
Be outside.
Yeah, because everybody caught it when they were inside.
Yeah, you'd be outside.
Together,
yeah. You'd be outside.
Being apart, yeah.
Yeah, that shit sucked, let me just say.
It did
suck. I mean, think about all the gigs we lost, you know, doing that. And
think about the children!
Actual jobs. TK lost his job.
Oh, yeah, I did. Bam, just like that. Whack-tack. But also a hurricane came and did that, too.
That was,
that's life,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's life in a big city.
That is.
There's a lot of things that will never be the same, including, you know, some jobs are lost forever. Because I know some places didn't end up hiring people back.
Yeah.
A lot of people died, and a lot of people weren't allowed to go and see their relatives when they were dying, which I think is one of the biggest tragedies.
Sucked.
Their loved ones died, and they were not allowed to go see them or be with them. That is truly
That's horrible.
Terrible.
It's a fucked up situation.
And then to this week, I see that they're in the news. They're all riled up because they got kids at this high school licking stuff off each other's toes on videos. And I'm thinking, so a couple years ago, you had to take this vaccine or they'd shoot you in the head. And now kids are licking shit off each other's toes on video. I'm just saying things have changed quite a bit in a couple years here.
I think you totally oversold that. But
that's gross.
I see where your point is. Yeah, that is disgusting.
That's worse than them kids walking around like going and remember they was looking like the ice cream and like and putting it back in the freezers and all doing all that weird shit.
That's why I don't buy ice cream at like the, you know, the I won't put nobody out there, but like the lesser stores.
What, Dollar General? You don't like that?
Jesus Christ, I said I wasn't going to put anybody out there.
Is that who you're talking about?
Well, I guess I don't have to.
Golly.
They know.
They don't have the good ice cream anyway. They only got like the package.
But sometimes they'll have like a Snickers, you know, those, you know, the little fridges that they have like stuff
the Snickers,
in,
like
yeah,
the
in the
like
candy
pop.
Bars
yeah,
and shit.
Yeah, those
like those
are actually pretty good. Yeah,
well, they like are. But
speaking of those places, they all had the little stickers on the floor, and you had to walk the same direction. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
COVID sucked.
It was horrible.
The new guidelines have come out when it comes to COVID-19. The CDC just put these out last week. That
does it say do whatever the fuck you want?
Pretty much, they've changed their stance on COVID-19. That now it's in line with other respiratory viruses.
Sure.
Treat it like the flu.
Good.
Many doctors are saying common sense should guide you.
Yeah.
Common sense should guide you. Wash your hands, sure. Cover your mouth, wash your ass. I mean, the simple stuff, you know, don't be nasty.
It's true.
I know we can't go back and change things, but I know that it's affected a lot of children that, you know, they call them pandemic kids now that ended up being homeschooled and they missed out, some of them on their senior year and being able to, you know, graduate traditionally. I mean, do you guys look back on it and think that it was the right thing to do to shut everything down? Or do you think they went a little too far, Ramo?
No, I think they did exactly what they were supposed to do to control it. And as you can see, it worked.
Oh, did it work?
It really did fucking work, because that's why the economy and everything is doing fucking great right now.
What the fuck does the economy have to do with the spreading virus?
That means that people are back to work. People are going to work. People are doing things. People are out spending money. People are going on vacations. They're celebrating spring fucking break. Like, all that shit. It's happening again because it fucking worked.
Because they stopped virus. By shutting down everything and banning the kids from going to school and arresting people who are outside on the beach.
I think
they stopped it.
Okay. When you were not being a fucking idiot and you kind of like...
It was a little overdramatic.
Yeah, it was. Okay. And you think about it. They didn't know what the fuck they were fucking with. So they were trying to do anything possible to make it better. They didn't know. We didn't know.
Well, this was a
and it
global
was smart.
Thing, so it wasn't just here to the
That's
United
what I'm
States.
Saying,
I mean,
dude.
Like the
it's,
entire.
Oh yeah,
you know,
in China
fucking,
they like drill, they like welded people into their homes and shit in China.
They're crazy out there.
Yeah,
they
wild.
Do all kind of wild shit
yeah,
out there.
That's wild, man. But yeah, that the whole planet shut down, so it wasn't just here. So I hear people say, "Well, this, that, and the third," but I'm like, it wasn't just us.
It was
literally everybody.
Yeah, it was
so
fucked.
I could see if it was just isolated to the United States. And I'm like, you know, what? I could see understand the conspiracy theories, right? But the entire world, that's a different story.
Well,
Jack.
And here's the thing.
What are
too.
The conspiracy theories?
Well, I mean, here's one of them. Here's one of them. And I'll tell you, I was watching a one on YouTube. It was a video. And apparently, America has several isolated laboratories that work on. Biological warfare.
Oh, yeah.
America got all kind of shit that we don't know about. So
that's
it's like
some of them are in Ukraine.
Everywhere. They probably have them all over the place.
Yeah,
and that's what I'm saying.
And in China. And in where? Wuhan. Ding, ding, ding.
Everywhere. And that's what I'm saying. Like maybe something. I mean, who knows? Who knows?
But everybody was like, the virus couldn't possibly come from that. But that lab in Wuhan that has the same fucking name as the virus.
Here's the thing is we're never going to be able to prove where it actually came from, I don't believe.
If any truth does come out of it,
I don't think it matters.
We'll all be.
It came out of Anthony Fauci's ass, apparently. Clearly.
TK's on fire today.
No, I'm not really.
Well, Rainbow, I ask you this. What do you think the difference is on we locked the schools out, we didn't go to work, we couldn't go to the movie theater, couldn't see your family, all these things, but what's different now? Why do you think now we treat it like the flu, but we didn't 4 years ago?
Because we have somewhat of a herd immunity. Enough people in this country have gotten the vaccine, and it no longer is killing people. It's still going to make you sick, just like the flu. People get the flu vaccine every fucking year, and it helps them cope with it. Now, does it cure it? No. You know, but it definitely deadens the spread. It weakens it, and it doesn't allow it to become something worse than it already is.
Makes sense to me.
That's science.
Well, there's another conspiracy out there around COVID-19.
Uh-oh.
What's that?
Did you know that the bubble has burst on chewing gum in this country.
Really?
For some reason, since the pandemic, gum sales way down. People are saying that, let's read the article here. The number of packages of gum dropped by nearly a third in the United States in 2020.
That's stupid. I'm going to buy some now.
They say that fewer people with social distancing and wearing a mask, they thought that their sales went down because, well, nobody cared about their bad breath. When you're wearing a mask, no one can smell that turd you just swallowed.
That is true. That is true.
And so the gum companies were like, well, we've been affected by the pandemic, but once people are out and about and they want to tongue kiss their old lady again and they're not worried about the social distancing, that they'll be back to chewing gum. But that's not the case.
No. Dude, I find that me and my family buy more gum now than we ever have before.
Bad breath?
Definitely.
I'm wondering, why the hell are people not chewing gum?
I don't know. I love it.
I totally forgot chewing gum existed.
It's bad for your teeth, though.
It's totally bad for your teeth. I didn't think it was still around. So this is news to me.
Not around. What do you mean? Like, bubble gum's like cigarettes, bro. That shit ain't going nowhere.
Well, I mean, think about it. When we were growing up, you saw all the spearmint commercials.
Yeah, Double Mint.
You ain't seen not one.
Remember the twins?
You in the Hubba Bubbas. You remember all that shit we had.
It's true.
You tell me, when was the last time you saw
You don't.
You don't. That's why I'm like, it's you don't. True. You like, I thought they were.
It's
gum.
A big sell at Halloween, though. What are those little round? What are they, the little round gums that they sell in the packet? I forget what they're called, but they're still like very that. Popular.
They still make now laters, though.
Yeah, that's
I like now laters.
Do you chew gum, TK?
I do chew gum, the spearmint kind.
Yes.
Like
sugar free. I like sugar free shit. Yeah.
That's good for it. And with the TMJ, kind of helps sometimes.
Sure.
Too.
I can imagine. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, the gum industry now is they're coming up with new concepts on why you should chew gum.
Oh, here they go.
I like it.
According conspiracy. To, let's see if I can find some of the information.
That's a big one. That's a big one.
Shit, yeah.
That's enough.
Right. I mean, that's really it.
Just go with that one.
Yep. If somebody hands you a piece of gum, you already know what's up. That's here you go, man. They don't even say nothing. Well,
I always fuck with them, though. When somebody offers me gum, I go, do I need it? And make them say no. Because you know they're going to say no. No, of course not.
No, I'm just sharing, dog.
Take three pieces.
I'll
tell them, okay, hell yeah, you hear two. Yeah,
I'll take the hint.
Here, I got another one.
As Juicy Fruit and Bubblicious and all of them scramble to try to get Americans to start chewing gum again, gum could be something that goes away. There's also a lot of jobs that could go away with artificial intelligence. Our next story, I have a list of jobs that could be replaced very soon by artificial intelligence. And for you, the younger audience, these are jobs maybe you might want to shy away from as a future because, who knows, AI may be taking over. And I will say that artificial intelligence with making music, because we make music here at the studio, I'm a little concerned because I found a website from a friend in the industry, and he told me about a site out there that you can just type in some information, and it will create a song, music and everything, lyrics, and I was blown away by it. So
it was very cool.
So we have a few new theme songs that we're pondering here. Now, I don't think they're great. But to think that AI is just getting started, where will it be a couple years from now? Here is a rock rendition of the Outkast podcast theme song. Let's give it a listen.
Yeah. I like it. This is very Linkin Park-ish. I love it.
Outkast Unite.
It is kind of like a very Linkin Park-ish.
It fucking makes the music in seconds, and then it puts this voice, that's some digital voice on there.
Yeah, like,
in like
is
seconds.
That guy?
Yeah, and then says, well, all we did was type out like a paragraph, make a song about our show in this style, and say our names. And it did all that shit. It's crazy.
That is.
It is wild. It won't give you an instrumental. It will only give you something with lyrics. Not and it doesn't, and it won't give you an intro. It always seems to want to just like start the song right away and then just end it like, you knew.
All right, let's listen to the next one. This one's called the Outkast Podcast Jamboree. We asked it to make one in an older music style.
Okay.
With a little swing. Here's that version.
Come on down to the Outcast Show, where the laughs are plentiful and the stories flow. Gentry's the host.
Oh, that's me.
He's got that smooth talk.
Oh, yeah, baby.
And bad breath.
Emoji, Memphis and Tomcat.
Yeah, that's all us.
Right, yeah.
Outcast Jamboree.
Yes.
Where the jokes are wild.
Oh, they're wild.
You won't want to miss it. It's the best in town.
Best in town.
This is actually pretty neat, man.
It's good.
I like this, but I don't like AI. And this
let's
is
get loud.
Cool.
Let's get loud, guys.
Outcast Jamboree. Join the party now.
Oh, yeah. It's a party here. So
you know what I think?
Most feminine male podcast ever.
Not for me. I automatically think of two things. Like, I think the Rat Pack's on stage smoking cigarettes, smacking bitches on their asses.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
I think Dick Van Dyke for some odd reason. I don't know why. But
tripping over an ottoman.
Yeah, exactly.
With that's a broken
exactly
toe.
Especially as the song Fuck got toward the end part. And I was thinking, I'm like,
well, we got some hipper ones, I think, don't we?
Oh, good.
Hipper. I don't
hipper
know if
words,
any of them are.
Hip hop.
That's a great one.
Here's the rap version.
Yo, it's time for the Outcast podcast. Get ready for a blast. Hosted by Ramo G. Tomcat. In Memphis of Black. We're breaking barriers.
What did it just say?
It says Memphis is black.
Oh, we knew
what?
That.
This on, damn wait thing. Rewind that.
Wait a minute. Play that
and they
again
didn't put Gentry in it.
Yeah, I thought this AI was supposed to hate white people.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Well, what we did was we told the AI that this is a podcast called The Outcast Podcast. On the show is Ramo G, the brown guy. And we said we got Tomcat, the white guy, and we got Memphis, the black guy.
Okay.
And we said, you know, we're trying to be funny. We talk about current events. And that's pretty much all we told it.
Okay.
And we made it, we would say do it in the style of rock. We would say do it in the style of country. When this one we said do it in the style of rap, and okay, this is what it gave us.
Yo, it's time for the Outcast podcast.
I
get
like
ready
it
for a blast.
I mean,
hosted by Ramo G. Tomcat.
It ain't bad for like 5 seconds. I mean, just spit that shit out.
Mixing comedy with
they forgot G Money.
It did. Podcast. Unless it said he's the host.
The hook is
mad fruity. It's too zesty, that yeah hook, man. We need a real hip hop hook. We need a zesty ass hook.
This is like
that's like 90s kind of.
That's this terrible. That's whack. That would sell
scene,
no records.
You don't like? Well,
no, I don't
it's
like
not
it.
Not supposed to.
I don't like it.
Don't we got another one?
All right, I think we have one more. I think we got a couple more actually, but I'm only going to listen to one more. This is the last one.
Like top 40 or like alternative
rock,
alternative rock.
The Outcast podcast.
This is like almost emo. This is almost like Fall Out Boy.
Yeah.
American Rejects.
Yeah, all American Rejects. I can definitely do that. Dirty Little Secret.
All
make you bang
all
your
night
head. Oh gosh.
Yeah,
that's pretty terrible.
It's a little cheesy,
but
to think that we spent literally like 10 seconds typing this out.
That's crazy.
And it only took it about 10 seconds to create the song.
That's insane, man.
So this AI like
it's bananas, like dude, very, because very give it another scary year. I'm telling you, it's so crazy. Give it another year and those songs are going to be good.
That's kind of a little blow to our producer ego, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
God damn it.
Fucking computers.
No shit. It takes
I don't
me
like
4
it
hours.
I'm on record saying I don't like AI. Like it's just
12
gonna
hours
be used for
one
the wrong
thing
reasons
I've always said about it is like it's only taking it's only showing what we've already done. Like
right
it's just imitating
right
shit that it has already seen. So to be creative, to create these things that it is doing, we did that. We created that. So all this rock, it has to be told to do this in the style of, and it's only going out on the internet and taking all
hearing
of the things that
yes
people have made
yeah
and making its own its imitation of that. So it's
yeah
imitating
and
us.
And then we
you can still
Skynet
be creative and make new stuff and blow
oh yeah
it away.
100%. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm talking about when the robots come and they're going to go off everything that what TK was saying. And they're going to try to kill all our ass.
Oh, they
I
are going
like
to do
it
that. There's already been mad
like
reports about these
I
guys,
like
the AI.
Now,
do you think we just we do another podcast called Them Vinyl Boys where we spotlight albums from superstar artists like this last week? We just did Elton John. We taped that earlier today. Do you think at some point, you know, we have Elton John, we have Pink Floyd, some of the great bands we've done, that at some point we're going to be watching TV and people are going to be fanning out to an artificial intelligence yes. band.
Yes.
And you're going to not be able, I can't wait to go see this robot band. Because this robot just plays the best music.
Like, yeah, for what though? I don't think so.
Can't you see it? And all the old heads are going to be like, man, I used to listen to real people. I didn't listen to no robot band. Well, you can see it. It's totally.
But I mean, it's one of those like, I would rather watch a real person than some digital shit that's like test tube shit. No.
I mean, it'd be like, what is that? That Friday Night at Freddy's shit? Like. You'd be watching animatronics up there singing songs. Like that's kind of like weird.
Well, here's some of the jobs they say. These are the jobs that are at the biggest top risk of being replaced. Right. If you have a tech job, like you're a coder and you write software code or a computer programmer, we're doing that now with one of our streaming stations.
So great, too.
We're asking the computer to help us with the code that we're writing for our mobile app, and it's doing a much better job than the guys we pay, and it doesn't talk back.
Nice.
Media jobs, advertising, content creation, journalism. Mm-hmm. That's another thing we use AI for is help write blogs around here.
Yeah, anybody can say stupid shit. Uh-huh.
The legal industry needs to watch out because now you can ask this thing for legal advice.
And it would know the truth.
Yeah, hopefully.
Without bias.
We got to make sure we don't trust it 100%.
Yeah, because think about it. You use that in court.
I need
like,
to ask this thing some questions, actually, now that I think about it.
Legal questions, and a smart lawyer would be like, so you don't go off on that shit.
Sit down, he wants to know.
Also, this is a sad one. I don't know how they could get rid of these in our country, but teachers. Teachers losing jobs to artificial intelligence.
But they don't want
to
pay them as is anyway.
It's true.
Finance jobs, if you're a financial analyst, a personal financial advisor, now... I've done it. You can go into your ChatGPT-4 is the one I use, and ask it for the hot stocks, and it will fetch live data. Like, tell me the companies with the best balance sheets. Tell me the companies that are reporting earnings today.
I need those questions.
I need some of those answers. We can talk off the air on this.
And you can get great stock tips. So far, my ChatGPT has given me some good ones to buy.
I just jumped in.
Graphic designers. Now you can go on ChatGPT, OpenAI, and ask it to make a logo for your business.
We should do that.
Accountants also, I guess, could be weeded out by artificial intelligence.
If I could speed this up, the only one left is construction worker.
Now, the customer service agent.
No, I mean like the only one left that it's not going to take is construction worker, right?
Yeah, somebody's going to have to still, I guess, hammer a nail.
You guys are going to be moving the... bricks around.
That's I was actually thinking about getting my GC.
You know what? Basically, all the jobs that you spoke about, with education, finance, something like pretty much the shit that we need to do is being erased by AI for the most part.
And we made it. Look at
and
that.
Again, on record, I don't like it. Stop it. Knock it off while we're ahead. It's cool. It's cute. But let's just put it to bed and actually be actual human beings and actually do shit and stop being lazy and just do shit that we supposed to do. And young folks out there that are listening, checking us out, actually listen to older folks. We actually want to teach y'all some shit so y'all can actually do shit and not be lazy. And
no soda, no pussy, no McDonald's.
Yeah.
You sound very educated with that shit.
Well, you know what? Man, fuck that shit.
All right, let's move on to our next topic. I don't know how many of you watched the Oscars.
I did not.
I did watch it.
What'd you think of the Oscars, Tomcat?
I actually thought it was pretty good, the way that they were playing around with the people on stage, and then they had people sitting in the audience. Like, I saw Arnold Schwarzenegger with Danny DeVito, and they were talking about twins. Also they were both in different Batmans.
Right.
And then they had Michael Keaton in the front row, and they were like, oh, there he is right there. Batman. As he was Batman in the one, you know, so he was like, how'd he kill you? He killed me like this. How'd he kill you? So I thought it was good.
That's cool.
I thought it was that was great when Slash came out. And when Ryan Gosling did this, this is I'm Just Ken. It was awesome. This is a song from the Barbie movie. Just Ken.
For what?
Killed it. It was awesome.
I'm Just Ken.
These award shows have taken a big hit in the ratings for the last decade or so. They're just steady decline. But now it seems like there is some interest in these shows. I think Jimmy Kimmel does a good job hosting. He was grilling some of them, and he had a good monologue. And I thought the highlight, though, if we can roll the tape, this is good. Ramo, did you see it?
I did not.
You're going to get all excited,
Raymond. I'm looking at it now.
Wait till you see this part right here, Raymond. I know you're going to get chubbed up.
Oh, nice. I already am.
You like...
It's a boner.
Watch this.
At the 46th Academy Awards in 1974, David Niven was in the middle of introducing Elizabeth Taylor when a nude man, a streaker,
nice.
Ran across the stage. Which
what a killer porn mustache, I might add.
He was probably doing porn today. Up the road.
I said, can you imagine if a nude man ran across the stage today? Wouldn't that be crazy?
That's hilarious.
You can't see me. Oh, you can see him. It's John Cena.
Jimmy.
What? I can't come there. I'll do the thing. Excuse me for a second.
This is
What's
great.
What's going on? You're supposed to run across the stage.
I changed my mind. I don't want to do the streaker bit anymore.
What do you mean you don't want to do the streaker bit anymore? We're doing it.
I just don't feel right about it, man. It's an elegant event. You know, honestly, you should feel shame right now for suggesting such a tasteless idea.
It's supposed to be funny.
The male body is not a joke.
Mine is.
No, it's not.
You wrestle naked. Why not?
Dude, I don't wrestle naked. I wrestle in jorts.
Jorts.
You're wrestling jorts.
Worse than naked. Come on.
Now, this takes balls, what he does right here. All these famous people,
fine,
A-listers.
Just give me the award, then. God.
And he comes
the
out.
Worst.
Naked. Yes, yeah, Cena.
All right, that's John freaking Cena, dude. He's
Look
like.
I would have probably gone without
what
the Birkenstocks.
What is he wearing on his feet, though, man? What is he? Yeah. What is he got on?
Jesus sandals.
Oh, no.
And so he comes out and he gives away the award completely naked in front of the entire audience. He doesn't know what to say.
Costumes.
He gives away the award for best costume Oscar.
That's crazy that he just stands there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but that takes a lot of nuts.
That just takes a lot of balls.
And now if we could roll the footage that we have. We actually have behind the scenes
of
what exactly he wore. You see that little sock puppet down there? It looks like he's got a little thing that covers in him on the front.
It's like bikini, like kind of like.
So he wasn't completely naked behind there.
I didn't imagine he would.
And then what about the other photo we have? I think we have one other photo where it shows what he had on his backside. Look at that. So that's actually what he wore. If you're watching our YouTube channel,
what the hell is
it? Looks
that?
Like something from the Charlton Heston Planet of the Apes.
It looks like one of them Depends.
Yeah, like he had on a diaper or something.
I thought the Oscars were fairly fun, and again, Jimmy, I thought did a great job.
Did he have any good jokes?
He had a few. I know that he was making fun of Iron Man. What's that guy's real name?
Robert Downey Jr. What are you doing?
Talking about some of his substance abuse in the past, and
oh, that's terrible.
And Robert Downey Jr. didn't seem to be enjoying it.
Yeah, well, he won though.
They also
best supporting actor for with Oppenheimer.
Oh,
or
right.
No, he got the, what did he win? I know he won something for that role.
Oppenheimer's a good movie if you haven't
he's
seen
it. He's in Oppenheimer?
Yeah.
He was in Oppenheimer,
He was the bad guy that ended up turning everybody against Oppenheimer at the end.
Yeah, he did. It was
That dean of the school or whatever.
Well, if it was a battle between the two big movies, Oppenheimer and Barbie, Oppenheimer blew him up.
Yeah.
Because
no pun intended.
Pun intended on that one. Because they ended up kicking butt. Oppenheimer like won the most awards.
It's a great
movie. Apparently, they were saying they only mentioned the bomb like one time and talking about the bomb like they did like six speeches, like six times. People came up and did speeches and they only mentioned the A-bomb like one time. So it's like the A-bomb is what the movie's about, but you don't really want to discuss the A-bomb.
Wow. Yeah.
That's like violence in Hollywood. You know, they're always the first ones to come out about guns, but they got all this violence in the movies. Every movie's got guns in it.
It's true. A lot of them.
The American way.
Let's move on to our next topic. There is going to be bombs being dropped in the ring. We'll see what happens. Will it be Mike Tyson or will it be Jake Paul walking away the victor?
I got to tell you, I don't know.
As we have a big fight coming up, it is Jake Paul versus Tyson. Jake Paul, 27 years old. Is facing Tyson in a fight that is going to be streamed on Netflix on July the 20th. And by the time this fight takes place, Mike Tyson's going to be 58 years old.
Right.
They're going to fight at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. That's the home of the Cowboys.
Yeah, that's, and, of course, Jerry Jones wants in on it.
So what was your first thought when you saw this, Memphis, when you saw that Jake Paul is fighting Mike Tyson? Big age gap in this one.
Well, I was like, first, why did we keep giving these damn Pauls a platform? Like, who the hell are they in the first place? Then I was like, I hope Mike knock his ass out. Like, claim his clock, man. Just Mike Tyson still got it, man.
I've seen some of his videos.
Or, man.
And I don't like this fight. I just don't.
You don't want to go out at the, you know, you're Mike Tyson, and then you take this fight, and if you get knocked out by this dude, that stain ain't never going away.
Exactly. And he's going to give all these goofy-ass white boys out here talking
shit.
That's
not very nice.
Oh, this white boy knocked out Mike Tyson. Like,
well, here's some footage right here we're showing on the YouTube. This was his last fight in 2020. This was, as you see, there's no fans there because that was during the pandemic, so we're talking 4 years ago. They fought, and, you know, Mike looks pretty good out there. He doesn't look like the old Iron Mike Tyson, but he looks like an older Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a charity fight with him and Roy Jones. But Mike was still, he was trying to fight for real.
And you got to think, too, Roy Jones is a professional boxer.
Roy Jones is nice.
I think if Mike Tyson doesn't knock him out in the first three rounds, he ain't going to make it past the third round. Because he's going to be tired. So if he doesn't knock him out quick, I think he might lose.
Well, I remember meeting Mike Tyson, and I know Tomcat in Memphis, I'm pretty sure, was there with me.
Yeah, we were all there.
And Iron Mike, that particular day, looked like he was moving awfully slow, and he looked like he was an older Mike Tyson. Now, I don't know if I would want to mess with him.
No, you don't. You seen him beat up that dude on the plane
all
fast.
I was just about to say that.
He beat shit out dude on the plane real fast. But I'm saying, a flurry is a flurry. You know, you got to be able to keep breathing. He smokes the doja.
He does.
Well, you know,
he's
been
lot training
lately. Have you seen any of his training videos he's
I
been doing?
I think we have some footage.
They're good.
Like,
he looks super tough.
Like, he looks, Mike got it. I'm telling you, don't. I learned a long time ago, don't bet against Mike Tyson.
And you know, I don't know. Mm-hmm. On this fight, I can't tell which way it's going to go. I think either one of them could win.
The age difference is really.
The age difference is like a.
Yeah.
If it was young Mike Tyson, he wouldn't even want to get in a ring with him. Nobody did. I remember how it was back when Mike Tyson was knocking people out. Yeah. He was knocking anyone out. People didn't want to watch his fights anymore. It was like when Ronda Rousey was doing that before she got beat. Knocking people out too fast. Nobody wanted to see his fights anymore because they thought it was like just too fast. He comes in the ring, ding, ding, ding. Guy comes out, pat, on the ground.
We're showing footage now on our YouTube channel of Mike Tyson training. This is here within the last 6 months, this footage we got our hands on. And, it looks pretty good. Looks like he's wearing
he's
a little.
Sharp,
really
man.
Good.
And see, the thing about Mike Tyson, right? See, Mike Tyson, he obviously used to fight fighters bigger than him. And he always worked the body. And here's the thing about Jake Paul. I think it's right. It's Jake Paul. He didn't want to fight.
Yes.
If Mike got to hit him one time in the rib, get a body shot on him, because, you know, Mike always going to get in on you. And if he catch you with one, it's a wrap. It's a wrap.
I want to see Tyson win, I have to say. I grew up like Mike Tyson was the man, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
And I wouldn't want to see him get beat by Jake Paul. Yeah. I like Jake Paul. I don't not like Jake Paul, but I don't want to see Mike Tyson get beat by Jake Paul.
Well, from what I understand, Jake Paul has been in several fights, but nobody. And the only person he lost to was that, you know, Tyson Fury. It was his brother. It wasn't even him who's a professional fighter. So I don't know. I mean,
here's some footage. We have some footage from the Jake Paul fight that just took place. This isn't that. This isn't it. These are some of his highlights of some of the people that he's knocked out. And again, that was
Tyrone Woodley, who's not a boxer.
Who was like retired too. Like he was.
That's what I should do with my tramp stamp there, his back tattoo.
I mean, and look at that. He threw that punch, that right hook, and he didn't even block it. He had a clean shot to his face. Of course he's gonna get put to sleep. Look at him, he dropped his hand and clink.
That was a good hit.
He fought Nate Robinson, you know, knocked him out.
Nate
prayers out
just
to
a
him.
Little guy.
Yeah, he need a kidney transplant. So if anybody can donate or willing to donate to Nate Robinson, that'd be great. He fought Anderson Silva, who's another MMA fighter, not a boxer.
Not a boxer.
This was his last fight right here. This is the fight Jake Paul had just a couple of weeks ago.
He got that Elton John.
This guy looks like he's a little flabby, if you ask me.
Who is that he's fighting anyway?
This one,
Borland.
Who is that?
I want to say I saw the end of this, and it looked like he was like throwing punches to me. It didn't look like much. And then he jumps on the ropes right here. Yeah, and I was just like, what was that? I don't know.
Yeah, that was too easy.
Of like, if you want to fight somebody, fight. If you want to fight a boxer for real, right? If you want to be taken serious, fight somebody that's good right now.
Get in the ranks.
Up and comer that's nice. He won't do that.
I'm with you.
He won't do that.
Dude, one of my favorite boxers I met him to, Tommy Morrison. That dude was a beast. He wasn't afraid to fight anybody.
Yeah.
And he rose through the ranks. He never. I don't know that he ever won a belt. I think he actually did.
He might have.
Yeah. And he I love the way he fought. He was angry.
Let me just say, this fight, though, set social media on fire. Oh, like, it was. Sucks, it is. If he was going to choose anyone to fight, picking Mike Tyson. Yeah.
It's a money grab, dude. People
are all over it. You see the meme about looking like Mike Tyson's punch out with the first guy.
Yeah.
Glass Joe and Mike Tyson. I mean, it's been great.
I mean, you guys are absolutely right. It's a money grab and social media, but at the same, for me personally, I just think it's like, it's just too much, man. Like for what? I'm a big boxing guy. I love boxing. I'm not a big MMA guy, but I love boxing. And I would take him seriously if he fought a professional fighter, like a young. Go fight fucking Javante Davis right now.
For me,
Javante will beat the sleaze off of Jake Paul.
For me, I honestly am slightly I don't want to say disappointed in Mike Tyson in like the sense of the word, but like I believe this fight is really beneath him.
It's totally beneath him.
I'm reading the article here, and it says Mike Tyson, a quote from Mike Tyson, he says a psychedelic drug known as toad venom played a part in his return to coming back to boxing now at the
age that he's in. Oh, shit.
Toad venom.
He might be Topcat.
So if Mike Tyson goes out.
He's on mushrooms.
If he go and knock this guy out, right, Mike knocks him out, people are going to be, older folks are going to be using toad venom for all kind of shit. They're going to be manufactured.
What is this toad venom? People are probably already Googling it. Like, damn, it made him want to go back into boxing.
Yeah, so tell
me if this changes your opinion about the fight. Now, some people are saying this is not going to be the case, but it's on the internet today. The fight is going to see both the competitors wearing headgear and gloves, which are bigger than the usual 18-ounce size. So they'll be wearing, according to this.
Oh, so it's like an exhibition.
Yeah. So. No, I don't. Hell no. Nah.
You know what?
Then
at this, then yeah, okay. That makes it a little more, I guess, palatable.
Not elder abuse.
right. It's more palatable. Like it's not. He's soft. Not doing it to be serious. They're doing it as a hey, this could be fun. You know, it's like a sparring competition.
No. What you know? What's I'm with fun? It. I like Sammy it. Davis Jr. got in the ring with Wilt Chamberlain and shit like that. That's fun. We talking about Mike damn Tyson now.
But you know, he's gonna toy with
like,
it.
I don't
obviously still has got it. Like,
of course,
I don't. His experience alone, I think, is going to help him win the fight.
Didn't one of them other Pauls fight Floyd Mayweather, and Mayweather was just toying with him and beating the hell out of him? Like, could have knocked him out in the first round, but he held him up and just kept whooping him just on GP. I think that's what Mike – but I think Mike going to be like, you know what? Nah, I'm Mike Tyson. I'm going to knock you out. Like, knock you out. And
they got revenue they got to generate. They can't
I wonder
be doing
how much money he going to get. Mike better be getting, like, at least $40 million from this. I'm just saying that it's probably, like, a low conservative number, but still, you know.
We're now showing footage of Jake Paul's brother.
Getting beat up by.
What's his name? I can't remember his name.
The weird Paul. They both.
Logan, that's his name. Logan Paul fought Floyd Mayweather.
And Floyd
beat him up, kudos to these Pauls. I know a lot of people want to hate on them, but they found ways to make money.
It's pretty ballsy there.
Yeah, they're definitely.
Like, I don't know. Who the hell are they, first off?
They were YouTube sensations when they were kids.
YouTube sensations. Really?
They used to go on and do stunts.
Really?
Funny stuff. And
oh
I think the Pauls also had some Disney shows they were involved with.
We're YouTube sensations.
Well, I mean,
we are.
We're professional. Like, we real professional. They a bunch of jackasses.
I would question that.
Yes, please.
All right, we're running low on time. This show has flown by, and I have two quick things I want to get to before we get to Tomcat's not-so-good news. Brought to you by BetterHelp today. But I'm hoping we get some help from the Senate, and they do not ban TikTok. Congress voted today on a bill that could ban TikTok.
Janet Yellen on Fox Business.
They voted to ban it.
The Treasury Secretary's response to this administration's economic policies and their impact on Americans.
I don't know. Sounds like Foxy News.
Sounds like we had a
Roman Fox. Nothing we want to hear.
See, that's AI just tapping in. I'm telling you, knock it off. Got to cut it out.
Says here, the House voted overwhelmingly to approve a bill today that would ban TikTok from operating in the U.S. They can only operate in the U.S. if they sell the company. TikTok now is accessed by more than 170 million Americans. And they're claiming that they want to get rid of it because of sensitive issues such as teen depression, as well as global debates on the Israeli-Hamas war. And U.S. officials say TikTok's ownership potentially gives Beijing a way to collect data on Americans and influence our public opinion. But shouldn't we get the chance to decide? What are your thoughts on this? Raymar, are you on TikTok? And would you want to see the app banned?
I don't believe I had an account. I don't go on it or anything, but I don't believe it should be banned. I know there are some security reasons and such because of who owns it, but it's the free market. You know, it's... Hey, Ron Brown. Oh, no, that's the one I like. Yeah, that's the Ron Brown.
Yeah, Ron Brown.
You know, honestly, I understand the concerns and do something about it, but to take it away from people who use it not only for fun and entertainment, but some people make a lot of money off that shit here in America. True. Like, you know, you're cutting them at the knees, and it almost seems like you're interfering. The government is interfering in business, which I find it hard to believe.
Here's what I think.
They're normally working with business. What do you think, Memphis? But since America's not making the money and somebody else is, that's why it's a fucking problem.
I agree with that.
What do you think, Memphis?
I agree, but also, you know, there are two different versions of TikTok, you know. If folks don't know, you got the one that they use in China that the Chinese government regulates, and, you know, they don't let the kids on it for like a certain amount of time. And then the version here is kind of like the dumbed down version, as they say, or whatnot, and, you know, do whatever. I mean, I can care less. I mean, I'm not on it. I don't need another digital distraction, you know, so I can care less. But I think it's going to pass. I mean, this shit passed. Like, how many votes to, like, so little votes?
Yeah.
It was 352-65 in the House.
I think it's pretty ballsy, though, for the government to do that, though. I mean, I don't care about TikTok, but if people are making money off of it, then, you know, you cannot do that to them. That's not fair.
It should be a harder decision.
Now, regulate it?
Something.
I can understand that because it does get way out of hand. You know, with these crazy TikTok challenges and stuff like that, that's a bit much. But, you know, this is where, you know, I'm kind of like, I'm feeling like a little TK right now, where you just stay the hell out of people's business and let people do what the fuck they want to do.
Let's ask Tomcat what he thinks, because he's the biggest TikTok star of us all.
No, not really. I have a TikTok and it's okay, but... I don't think that it'll pass long term. I agree with Memphis. You need to let people do their thing. Sure. I understand their concerns, but our president has a TikTok. He's using it for his campaign right now. Sure. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. 100%.
A lot of people have jobs. They're making shit tons of money off 100%. It. So it's jobs 100%. All around the world. Yes. So I feel like it's a whole new marketplace, an online marketplace on TikTok. And if they take it away, though, they will cut people off at the knees. Like he said, good point. And I just think that in the end, I think they'll sell it. Like you said, if they sell it, they can keep it. They'll do whatever they got to do, and it won't go away. So I wouldn't get too crazy, because I think in the end, the Senate either votes it down or they sell it.
They figure it out.
I don't think it goes away.
Right.
I think that's like I said, that's a ballsy thing. Like, either you sell it or you ban. Like, that's messed up, yo. And these kids are going to snap.
They're all banned from having it on their devices. So they probably like, we can't use it. Then you can't use it.
Yeah, nobody know.
Because all the government employees are banned from using it.
Yeah, except they don't need it anyway.
Except for the president.
Yeah, they don't need it anyway, damn way.
Yo.
Do what we sent you to do. Go there and do some shit for the people and not be on fucking TikTok.
It's going to really hurt the music industry, too, because I know that there's a lot of discovery of new music on TikTok. Sure.
Not that much good music. Most of it is trash.
Well, I didn't say it was good.
Most of it is trash, so we can get rid of that.
On SiriusXM, they have a TikTok channel on SiriusXM where they play nothing but songs that are popular on TikTok.
That is terrible. Somebody's getting paid.
You as a DJ should be looking at the TikTok charts.
I do not look at the TikTok charts. Yeah, no. Shit, I don't play.
I know for a fact that.
Are you pretty sure?
No, that at least one of the top broadcasting companies in America does use social media, like TikTok and Spotify. All those numbers, they get them and they look at them. Mm-hmm. They research
it. Oh, yeah. But you know what? I think that's also, to me, like, I just think that's lazy programming, too, because,
sure.
I mean, it maybe I'm the it's old, easy. I'm a old guy over here, but we are radio guys, right? And I mean, when I got in radio and you had program directors and music directors, such, and we would have music meetings where, like, the labels would send a rep in and we would listen to new music. Then you would go out and you would find new music and to play on there versus now, like, anybody makes some bullshit, put it up there, you get a TikTok, and now everybody want to play it. And it's terrible, and it's flooded the market with, like, shit. Like, shit. I'm just going to be 100.
You think it all started with Shazam? Remember the Shazam app?
Yes.
Yeah, but Shazam. But
and then Shazam was telling Shazam people was, what people were listening to you, and, yeah, you know, but, what but they Shazam, were Shazamming. Though,
it was like, if it was a song, like, I don't know what this song is. Like, because there are times where I'll Shazam something where I'm like, I don't know what this is, but I think I'll use it in my set and I'll Shazam it. And then I'll keep it in my set. That's another way for me digging for a new artist, but then I also found, like, related artists and stuff like that. So that's what keeps my sets always fresh, you know. But back to my point, that's just lazy, man. I don't like that.
So Shazam good, TikTok bad.
Shazam's good because it's a tool. TikTok is just some bullshit.
This episode of the Outcast Podcast is being brought to you by BetterHelp. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. It's one of the most valuable commodities out there. I think even better than gold, even better than Bitcoin, is time. True. And the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try, entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and it's suited for your schedule. All you have to do is go on there, fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist. If at any time you want to switch therapists, you can do it for no additional charge. Learn to make more time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/outcast today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/outcast. And this newscast is being brought to you by BetterHelp. It is the not-so-good news with my man, Tomcat. Tell us what in the flip is going on in the world.
What's going on? It is March 13th, 2024. We got St. Patrick's Day coming up this Sunday.
Sunday.
Yep. The parade in New York is Saturday. And what, they Boston, they turn the harbor green.
They do that in Chicago, too.
In Savannah, Georgia, they do it, too.
Birthdays this week, we got Jack Harlow, 25. He's a young guy. Ozuna. Ozuna's 31.
Oh.
William H. Macy, actor, 73. Common, the rapper, is 51. Coco Gauff is 19. She's a tennis player.
She's still teenage. I thought she was at least 21. Wow.
You want to hear
on this day back in 1781, the planet Uranus was discovered. English astronomer William Herschel observed this day in 1781, the seventh planet from the sun, Uranus.
Uranus.
Back in 2012, the Encyclopedia Britannica announced that they were ceasing publication. Did you ever have that?
Yeah,
like,
I did.
We had it in school. Like, we couldn't afford them, so we would just go to get it.
Remember,
Britannica.
People used to go to
the
door.
Encyclopedia.
2020, Breonna Taylor, an African-American EMT, was killed by Louisville, Kentucky police officers as they burst into her apartment during the botched raid. Her death led to massive protests by Black Lives Matter activists and other who called for police reform. That was back in 2020.
Wow.
That's crazy. I remember that. That was a wild summer.
National days today: National Canine Veterans Day, National No Smoking Day, but not weed, National Good Samaritan Day.
I like
a good thing.
First story: are the aliens leaving signs everywhere for us to find?
Yes.
This week, a giant, mysterious UFO-like monolith was found by a Wales hiker.
Huh?
Right? He's out. He's hiking in Wales. He's way out in the middle of nowhere.
Wales.
And he comes upon this giant monolith. He says it looked like it was made out of
silver monolith landed atop a bluff near Hay and Wye.
On a bluff.
We sent Talk Today's Nick Ellaby there to investigate.
Morning, Jeremy. Morning, Nicola. I've come to some far-flung places for you. We've just hiked up Hay Bluff, which is a massive hill just outside Hay on Wye. I'm on the Welsh border near Hereford as well. we've come to find this thing, the monolith. It's about it's 10 massive. Foot tall, as you can see.
And that just came out of the ground?
They just came out of nowhere. They
just showed up.
Just showed up. They found these things all over the place, following a spate of monoliths appearing around the world in 2020. So there have been a bunch of them they found. They've kind of come to decide that they're not alien monoliths, but they're pretty cool anyway.
Keep opening them up. Yeah, they're fun.
The Boeing whistleblower is dead.
I saw that. Of course he is.
Right? The fucking, yeah. There's a guy that was blowing the whistle on Boeing.
What did he say about Boeing?
Everything.
Well, whistleblowers, lawyers. Okay, so John Bear was engaged in a lawsuit when police said that he was found with a gunshot wound to his head. So basically, he was blowing the whistle on all their shoddy, like they weren't following all the regulations on when they needed to do inspections and when they needed to fix the planes. And they were cutting corners, he was saying, massively. And then in related news, just happened yesterday, passengers aboard a LTAM Airlines Boeing 787 Dreamliner took a nosedive in flight. This happened yesterday in New Zealand, and they are all pinned to the ceiling, and they were all busted up. And, of course, that Boeing flight recently, like a week ago, where the door popped off.
And then the one had the tire. Did y'all see the one where the tire flew off?
Flew off and landed on cars and smushed some cars.
And that just happened last week.
That's ghetto as hell.
So this guy was blowing the whistle on Boeing. They found him apparently shot to death in his car, and his lawyers are demanding a complete investigation. All right, my next one's got some photos with it. Kirsten Stewart, the chick from the Twilight movies, is now taking on the new no pants trend. I guess this is a new trend, and everybody's wearing like drawers out with no pants.
I like it.
Pretty sexy. These pants, these underwear right here, are like $2,000. Though they're $1,200.
Well, she's also like, so don't get your hopes up, fellas. She bats for the other team, so.
That's all right.
Oh, does she?
She's a carpet muncher.
Me too. Something in common. Yeah.
This is a hockey player. This next one, hockey player is under review for this violent elbow he threw during a game against the Devils. So this is a Rangers player, Matt Rampe. He received a 4-game suspension for a brutal elbow. Check this out.
All right, I'm waiting for the elbow.
Get this other view. Watch this other view they show here.
That was kind of soft.
Watch this other view that's coming up here.
It's hockey, man. Don't be a puss.
Bloop.
Oh, come on. He didn't do it on purpose.
Man, they fight. What the hell? That's just weak.
He had to use his arm to keep his balance.
4 games for that. All right, next up we got marijuana munching rats infiltrate police headquarters.
Sweet.
What?
That's right.
Smoke the marijuana.
Rats have infiltrated the New Orleans Police Department, deteriorating headquarters, breaking into the evidence room and getting high as shit on marijuana. A police officer stated this week.
That's bullshit.
The rats are eating our marijuana. They're all high, said the superintendent of the New Orleans Police Department.
That's bullshit.
Rats.
They're stealing it and taking it home and smoking it. Yeah. Blame it on the rats.
Blame it on the rats.
We need a goddamn exterminator in this bitch.
And by rats, they mean snitches.
Yeah, from
stealing
all
our weed and they're telling on us.
Yeah, we got rats everywhere from all the pizza we're leaving around because we're stoners. I mean, because they're eating all the weed.
Yeah, it is.
That's the news, folks.
That's crazy.
Nice job, Tomcat.
Yeah, nice
that was
work,
great.
Dude,
I like that.
I thought that elbow would be a little.
That was
different
weak,
than that.
Man.
It was kind of weak.
I mean, they.
You saw the one the guy karate kicked him with the blade and cut his throat all over.
Yeah, you got to think how fast he was going, though. Like, that's not just a glancing blow at that speed.
Try that
on the
basketball
court
today.
They get rammed into the glass.
What do you mean?
Purpose.
You try that every week on the basketball court.
Yeah, they get, man, 4 days for that week. He should have just knocked his head off. Yeah. I don't know.
Hey, Connor Bedard has been out for a while because of a horrible injury.
What do you think about Russell Wilson on the Steelers?
Like it.
You like it?
I like it.
Yeah, I think it might do something, man. I think it might do something.
What is that?
What does that say?
I can't see.
Have a great week, it says there.
I love it.
Tomcat. Very nice. A little note from the audience.
Oh, that's nice of you. Getting some brownie points from the listeners.
Yeah,
nice.
We'd like to thank the boys back in the truck, our producers and directors, executive producers, Jordan and Jacob. Thank you very much.
We got guests in the house in sucks for you guys. I mean, we went on our worst behavior today. You guys got a pretty tame show, so.
Yeah. Gotta have them ribs. And pussy, too.
Gotta have ribs and pussy, too.
I'm down.
Everybody, hopefully you can get over the hump here on this hump day. Maybe do some humping tonight if your old lady will let you. What do you think? You think you're in there tonight?
Not if I call her that. She hates that, boy.
Yeah, old lady.
She ain't having
lady,
it.
Man.
Bad time
of the month for me.
Oh, no. Okay.
You got to get your Red Wings.
Now we're banned. What are we, TikTok?
See you next week. God's willing. So long, everybody. Thanks for listening.
And they indicted me.
Peace out.
Later.